This is Adam Hochberg in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. John Edwards has spent almost as much time running for office as serving in it. He didn't enter public life until 1998. Before that, he'd never worked in government or in a campaign. In some elections, he hadn't even bothered to vote. But 6 years ago, when Edwards became a candidate for the first time, he set his sights unusually high.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Edwards for U.S. Senator.
Though he had little name recognition and no political background, Edwards sought a Senate seat, and as he campaigned across North Carolina that year, he used his inexperience as a selling point.
I live in the real world, you know. I've been out there a long time now, and I think the issues that matter to most people here in North Carolina are the issues that matter most to me.
With a populist message and a personal fortune to spend on the campaign, Edwards began to emerge as the leader in the Democratic Senate primary. His ascent surprised many political observers, who had written him off as an overambitious novice. Longtime Democrat D.G. Martin was among the other candidates in the race.
I thought that I would be a great candidate, and I wasn't much worried about some unknown lawyer who was just sort of coming out of nowhere politically to run for the United States Senate.
Edwards not only beat Martin in the primary, he also prevailed in November. He upset Republican incumbent Locke Faircloth by a four-point margin.
A very important thing happened today. The people of North Carolina voted their hopes instead of their fears.
While Edwards' win may have shocked some political insiders, it didn't surprise people who knew him. They already were accustomed to him exceeding their expectations. Even as a young man, when friends thought Edwards might work in the textile mills like his father, he instead earned a law degree, as the first in his family to attend college. Then, as a rookie attorney, he quickly caught the attention of colleagues. Roger Smith hired him to join his firm in 1981.
He was a great-looking guy, very enthusiastic, and filled with self-confidence about what he was going to do with his career.
At Smith's firm, Edwards developed his specialty as a personal injury lawyer, representing victims of accidents and medical malpractice. Defying his youthful appearance and using a disarming Southern drawl, Edwards proved to be smart and aggressive in the courtroom, collecting huge jury awards for his clients.
He took off like a rocket ship, and his results were just electrifying.
Edwards' success made him both a millionaire and a polarizing figure. Other plaintiffs' lawyers admired him so much they crowded courtrooms just to watch him work, while people he sued often saw him as a prime symbol of litigious society run amok. But by 1997, Edwards was starting to grow restless in his career, and Democratic consultant Gary Pierce says Edwards contacted him about seeking office.
I asked him, why do you want to run for the Senate? He said, because I've been an advocate for people in the courtroom one by one, and I've been good at it. I think I'd be a good advocate in the Senate for everybody in North Carolina. He had the best answer I'd ever heard in politics.
People close to Edwards say he had been quietly considering a political career for years, but one deeply personal event may have provided the incentive to finally do it. In 1996, Edwards' 16-year-old son was killed in a car wreck. The senator doesn't like to talk about it, but Roger Smith says the loss changed Edwards' priorities.
The death of his son, in addition to just the horrible grief the family experienced, set John thinking about the shortness of life and doing those things that you want to do. And I'm sure it had that kind of effect on him. Whether it had a more direct effect, I don't know. And I don't know whether John knows.
Great, Senator.
Thank you so much. Great to see you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This year, as he ran for president, Edwards continued to play up his middle-class background and portray himself as a Washington outsider. Edwards' political resume remains short, so he's hoping his personal story will prove compelling enough to win votes for the Kerry Edwards ticket. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Columns and additional commentary on the vice presidential choice are at our website, npr.org.